Okay.
Hey,
Hello.
yes, sir. Hey, yes, is this Mr. Chen?
Yeah, sorry. I was like cutting off the line. The my signal is not very stable in the area.
Okay, because I was wondering how we got disconnected. But we can continue the service. What is the
Right,
year,
right,
make,
right.
and model and color of your disabled vehicle?
So it's 2012 Volkswagen Golf, and then it's a gray color.
All right, and what is the reason for your breakdown?
I don't know. So it was just breakdown in the middle of the road, and then the clutch is not coming. It's not pumping back. The clutch, it's a manual car, so it's a clutch on it, and then the clutch went put. Pressed it and then it's not pop up, so I can't change gear, so I park on this side.
All right, can the vehicle still shift out of park and go into neutral?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no neutral right now.
All right, that's all right. Okay. For confirmation, your phone number was 650-435-9589.
Yes.
All right, will you need a ride with the service provider when he gets there or no?
Say it again.
Yes, sir. Will you need a ride with the service provider when he gets there or no?
Yes, I do need yeah, I need to ride with them to the mechanic. So I have a quick question. So in general, in a situation like that, so should I tow the car directly to a mechanic? Or should I just tow it to my place first, and tomorrow I call again to tow it to a mechanic?
Well, if the mechanic or shop that you want to get taken to is open, then you can take it there. Or if they have like a drop box for you all or for your vehicle or
So I don't
the
think so because I called earlier and no shop is open right now. But I was thinking about I park like near that area, and then I could like tomorrow morning I could just ask them to come over and take a look.
Okay, so you want to get taken to your home?
Oh no, I'm taking away to no. I mean I take to the auto shop, but I'm gonna park on the street. Is that okay? Do you guys do that?
Well, they don't usually park it on the street because it once they put it there, then they're not responsible for any damages or anything anymore. And
I mean,
usually they only put it th drop the vehicle off if the owner or supervisor is aware of the vehicle's arrival, or if they have like a drop box for the vehicle. They don't usually just drop the
so
vehicle off on the side of the street.
okay. So what you're saying here is I should just like take my car to my house first, and tomorrow morning I call again to ask them to tow my car to a mechanic, right?
Yes, or either you can get in contact with whoever is the owner of the shop if they're there and let them know that your vehicle is coming tonight.
I call, like nobody picked up the phone, so I guess like there's nobody is like available to pick up the phone because the shop is closed.
Okay, well then they may be close, so you may have to then. Well, that's the thing though. I'm not sure what's your coverage limit, so I'm not
Could
sure
you look
whether
it
you
up?
can. Well, I can't because it's not showing me. It usually shows, but it only shows that you're covered for 15 miles. It's not showing whether you can get like a service every 72 hours, every 90 hours, well, 90 days, or you
Okay.
know,
So
different policies have
I guess
different
so
limits.
here's my question. So because I'm towing the car to like the auto shop, but it's not like to the auto shop itself. I'm to more like talking to like that street's road. So it'll be like a street, you know. It wouldn't be like anybody's property, right? I didn't see that would be an issue. Because it's the same as parking at my house, right? It's a public street.
It said it's a public street.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, because the whole street is just full, it's all full of auto shops, and then I could just park like wherever, like they have a parking space there. I could just park the car there, and then tomorrow, like they whoever is available, they could come over and take a look, you know.
Yes, sir. Okay,
Right,
so where
is that
exactly is your
doable?
vehicle?
So my vehicle right now, give me 1 minute.
Because I'm not really sure how it works in your area. It may be different in each city. But I just know that the service provider is not responsible for anything, like any damages or anything that happens once he drops
Right,
his
right.
vehicle
I
off.
understand that. I understand. It's more like I'm going to park the car near the street, like where the all the auto shop is located in. You know, I'm not parking the car in anybody's property. You know, I'm more like parking on the public street. And then
Okay.
I don't think, yeah, hopefully nobody will damage it because it's just a normal car parking on the street, right? And then, yeah, hopefully tomorrow they will come over and take a look and then to see what kind of problem it is.
All right.
Okay. So my current location is 916, and then I don't know how to say it, like GELLERT Bolova. And then the city is Daly City, DALYCITY, California. And then the zip code is 94015.
And where exactly would you like your vehicle to be taken to?
So the vehicle, it would be great. Give me 1 minute. I was just looking up the auto shop earlier. So the rough area is 1051. San Mateo, San Mateo Avenue, and then it's a San Bruno, SanBruno, and then California. The zip code is 94066.
All right. So do you have your map to locate it? Lastly, would you like to receive text messages that provide you with your ETA time and your provider name and number?
Yes.
All right, so now I'm going to go ahead and get in contact with a service provider for you. Once that service provider is secured, that's when you receive their ETA time and that provider's name and number through text message, all right?
Okay, cool. And so in general, should I pay the person? So it's a free of charge, right? Because
you don't have to pay.
Okay. Cool. And so in general, how long it might take for the area I'm in right now?
Yes, it's different for each area. I'm not sure. It just depends on if your area is a busy area or if the providers are busy. It all depends on what the providers are doing.
Yes, okay, sir. Okay, cool. But I will get an update from them, right? Soon.
Yes, sir.
If I don't get anything, what number should I call?
You can give this number a call back. Let me know when you're ready for it.
Give me 1 minute. Yes. So what's the number?
It's 888.
888.
521.
521.
7244.
7244. Okay, got it. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot for the help.
You're welcome, sir. And I thank you as well.
Okay, so I should expect a message from the service provider, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And I thank you as well. And thanks for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance. You have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, you'll get a message. You'll get a call from the service provider, though.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Thank you.
You have a good one.